podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Listen to this story. This is the tale from Teresa with an H. Teresa and Dan. And since they didn't ask to change their names, we're not going to. Dom, Emily, and Jeremy, we're getting a pretty good tax refund check and decided to use it and more on remodeling our home. Dom, I heard you once say that home remodeling is often cause for divorce, and I always laughed until now. Yeah, I have said that on the show. That's a lot of couples.
A lot of tension.
It's the truth, yeah.
Big fights.
Too many decisions.
Teresa writes, we want to remodel our master bath, and we both agree on replacing our old crappy bathtub with a new, deeper jetted tub.
Fancy.
I'm really excited about that. But Dan also wants to put in a urinal next to our toilet. This is where we strongly disagree. He says every guy would prefer a urinal in the house. And since it's next to the toilet, he could just tap into the same water line or something like that. Jeremy probably could explain that. Mm-hmm. Is she right? Could you explain that?
Yeah, water line's right there. Boom.
So it's convenient.
Very.
All right. Teresa writes, I think it's disgusting. Men are already messy with toilets, and I don't want to sit down to do my business and have a urinal about 2 feet from my face.
Yeah.
At first, it was a funny argument, but now it's a real fight. We both listened to your show and have agreed to go by what you guys and your listeners say. Could this be one of your five calls says it all? Teresa, that's funny. It's not often that people actually by name request a five call says it all. But I thought we should do it. Can I throw something out before people start calling on this? I know it's oftentimes kind of a natural default to side with your gender. So in other words, if you're a woman, say, well, Teresa doesn't want it, I'm going to vote for Teresa. Or guys say, well, Dan wants a urinal, I'm going to vote with Dan. I want people to take a step back and take gender out of it and really look at the issue of putting a...
unsightly...
Okay, here we go.
Urinal.
Yeah. I'm with Dan.
I'm with Teresa.
Because I don't want it just to be if five women call, then if she wins. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want people who maybe are going against gender. Don't be afraid
to call.
I
think this is a great feature. It's very convenient for the guy, but I am on Teresa's side. It's a little too close to the toilet where she's sitting and looking at urinal cakes.
Yeah.
While she's doing her do.
If there's a way to maybe put a little, like a half wall or something up in between.
Some glass bricks.
I wouldn't mind having a urinal in the bathroom. I really wouldn't. If there's the room and if it's convenient for the water pipe. But God, but just looking at that.
She talks about it being, you know, guys messy with. I read something not long ago that was very funny. It was a detailed, you know, the science nerd in me. I loved the science behind it. It was the science of the stream for a man and how to prevent splashback at a urinal.
Mm-hmm.
Like
where you got to hit,
where you aim,
yeah.
You know, how you do, how far back you stand.
Years of experience.
It's like a little game for you
it
then.
It was. Yes, it's... I love that.
Yeah.
So now how are you going to vote? She says five calls says it all. All right. So are you on board with them remodeling and putting a urinal in their master bathroom? Or are you against that?
Right.
303.
Is there any in between? Like put it in a different spot? Or is this
what
just
are you
just
do?
Yes
put it
no?
like in the closet?
Well, put it next to the bathtub or something.
I don't think it really is helping the case.
No? I'm assuming that there's only really one place that it would
yes
go
or no. Okay.
Space-wise.
All right.
Here's Crystal. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
So how do you think? Good idea?
I think it's gross. You could invent a whole new quarter bathroom and have a urinal and a sink in a whole different little spot of its own, but right next to her own, no, that's just gross.
How come her toilet's not gross?
Yeah.
Well, he uses it,
all
too.
All toilets are gross, but at least the lid is down and you're not looking right at it.
Well, what if you put the lid up and you look at it?
Well, no, but wait a minute. That brings, you know, Crystal, that brings up an interesting idea. I wonder if you could have the equivalent of a lid for the urinal.
Well, it's that's like ridiculous.
Oh, think about it. It's almost like a barbecue grill door
right.
lid that you close.
Okay.
You just bring a little lid down over the urinal. Then when he wants to use it, he just lifts that up. Hmm. I think I'm onto something.
That makes it not as gross,
let me look
huh?
and see if that's a thing.
Crystal, I'm an idea man. All right, but you're saying no.
I'm saying no.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
They have the urinal in there that looks like an open mouth. Have you seen those? It's like a mouth going, ah, and there's a tongue, and you go into it. Have you seen those?
Okay. Would that be okay?
That'd be all right.
Is that not as
not
gross?
As gross.
Arty.
Yeah.
It looks like they do have the covers, but they come. They're like big bags. You're putting like a big ugly bag over the big ugly
no.
urinal.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. So I've got a better idea.
I know.
That.
Hey, I don't think it.
All right. Exists. So let's see. Here's Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hi. Good morning.
Yes or no? Is it okay?
Yeah. It's your husband. It's not open to the public. It's your husband. I don't see what the big deal is.
Now, see, that's a really good point. It's not good as point. If random strangers are going to be walking in
it's
there.
It's just his urine.
If there's any kind of mess, you know who caused it.
Exactly.
I'm glad you called. Thanks for being on the show.
Yep. Have a great day.
Me too. Bye-bye. All right, it's 1-1.
Some ladies like that, Emily.
Here's Brittany. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
All right. So are you on Dan's side or Teresa's side?
I'm with Dan. Let him do it.
Really?
You know, I just think as women, as wives, we do things all the time that they're not a part of. They don't help pick out furniture. They don't decorate. We do everything. If this one little thing's going to make them that happy, why not?
It would make a guy pretty happy.
You know what else would make a guy pretty happy, and you don't have to look at it every time you go to the bathroom. J.S., just saying.
Brittany, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. You know, so she's right. It's one little thing she could do to make him happy. 2-1 in favor of yes, do it. Here's Trish. Hi, Trish.
Good morning.
Yes or no?
I'm siding with the wife. I think it's gross. It's not a public restroom.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute, but your toilet is in there. Those are in public restrooms.
Yeah, but toilets don't have splashback.
Yes,
and,
they do.
They
don't?
When you go, no, not like that. When you go in a men's restroom, it stinks, you know? Not
that that's a public restroom.
Excuse me, if you walk into the ladies' room here at Wilkes Broadcasting.
Oh, we've heard stories.
I guarantee you it's more foul than the men's room. Am I right?
It depends on what time of the day, Testa.
Even the women down the hall admit they it. They say the women's restroom here is more foul than the men's.
Correct.
So how do you square that, Trish?
Well, but it's not from urine splashing all over the floors and walls.
Apparently it is from what they say down the hall.
No, she's right. It's not urine. It's little poopies.
You're being the one who's a little sexist here, Trish. You know, men can be just as clean as women.
I think the urinal's easier to hit, really. You're not getting any sort of, you know, missing with the urinal. You're straight ahead. With
you're
the
right
toilet
there.
Bowl, you can be hitting the shower curtain or the sink.
How high maintenance do you have to be to have two different toilets to do your duties? You know, you can do number one and number two in a toilet.
I think you're just a little jealous of us. That's what I think.
I would like to write my name in the snow.
See?
I know.
Trish, we got your vote. Thanks for being a good sport.
Thank you. Right. Bye.
You guys notice it's 2-2?
Tied it up.
Okay.
So, and it's all been women who have called so far. Is this Tony?
Hey,
Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
You actually get to break the tie. I'm very excited about this. So how are you voting?
I've got to vote against it.
Oh,
ding, ding,
what's
ding, ding,
the matter with you?
Knockout.
Way to let us down.
Sorry, guys.
Why?
Sorry. Because, well, for one thing, most likely that's one more thing the woman's going to have to clean.
What did you just say?
Well, he's got a point.
Well, would you like to give your name and address and phone number, Tony, for all of the ladies
listening?
Yeah,
I've got a pitchfork with your name on
it. So are you
it?
Saying that's women's work is to clean the bathroom?
Well, you know, most likely.
They just clean it better is all it is.
There you go. They're more hygienically conscious than us men are.
You know, it's funny how you did an abrupt turn there with the women who are listening. When you first started this call, women were cheering you, and then you kept talking, and now they want to stone you probably.
Yeah, that's
you,
fine. Let them.
You lost your man card, and then you got it back, but at this time it's like a gold American
Express
man card.
They'll just have to pick up those stones after they throw them.
Sweep up the blood.
Yeah, sweep it up. Clean,
mop it up.
Clean me up.
Tony, thanks for being on the show.
Hey, not a problem.
All right, buddy. Hey,
all right, so they're not doing it?
Women going to clean that. All right, so, you know, Teresa and Dan asked, and Dan probably, when he heard that the last call was a guy, was probably a little premature celebration. Shot down, Dan. 3-2, the vote was no urinal in your house. How would we have voted? I would have voted yes.
Yeah,
for sure.
Totally do it.
No,
come on.
Go for it. No. And you're saving money by not installing it, so there, I'm being thrifty.
All right.
There is that. Thanks for all your phone calls and making us laugh this morning here with Dom in the Morning at Mix 100.3.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.